This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, teaming up with Mary's Place because we got to get those feet on those kids fitted for shoes, man. That's right. They want to get them sneakers. Nothing like getting a new pair of sneakers for the first time in your life. And some of these kids, man, if not for us helping out, may never get that experience. And they're going back to school. They need to keep their feet warm, too. I mean, this is going to get cold soon.
I see some of my buds on Facebook, whenever they get like a new pair of shoes or sneakers, they post it because they're sneakerheads. And they're like, this is so cool. And I'm like, yeah, you're in your 20s and 30s, and look how excited you are. Imagine being, you know, a kid, and you've never had that experience. How great would that feel? So how about you pony up some cash, people?
Pony. Yeah, that's what your donation will do.
Texting in saying they've already joined the 69 crew and donated $69. So, you know, the 69 crew is not just for one charity.
I hadn't thought about
charities.
The 69 crew.
We need to step it up, 69 crew. I'm looking at all of you.
All right, so 69 crew for Kicks for Kids, $69. Boy, that'll help out a lot of kids.
Damn straight it will.
Yeah. And, of course, Mary's Place is going to take these kids out, let them pick out their own shoes with the money we raise. If you can donate anything, all right, maybe you're not part of the 69 crew, but maybe you're part of the, what, $1.69 crew? How about that?
$6 crew.
Yeah, whatever.
$5 crew. Whatever crew you want to be a part of. We welcome everybody.
And please share on your social networks. Maybe your friends can help out, too. Again, all the info. You can make a donation. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So maybe, just maybe, we could whack him instead.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right. Woo!
And on this Whack It Wednesday, I know yesterday was your birthday, BJ.
It was.
6-0.
Yeah.
But today is a birthday of somebody whom I think we all love and we all enjoy.
Oh, really?
So happy birthday to Neo, John Wick, and Ted Theodore Logan. Happy birthday, Keanu Reeves!
That's right.
That's right.
He and I, very close in birthday.
Yes, he's actually younger than you. 56 years old.
Ah, 56.
Yeah.
He looks a lot better than I do.
Well, more importantly, it's Mark Harmon's birthday today.
Who's Mark Harmon?
From NCIS.
Oh!
He's 69 years old.
Nice! There we go. Wow. He was a TV heartthrob, but he's getting a little, you know, he's 69 now. I can't believe Mark Harmon's 69. He was like the it guy of television, like all the girls like Mark Harmon.
It's also the keyboardist from Toto's birthday beat, and Rev. I can't believe you didn't bring that up as well.
Oh, my bad.
Steve Porcaro.
Only Weezer knows that anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Eddie in Olympia. Eddie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Eddie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Eddie, 10 questions.
10 question. 10 question.
Eddie, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
The Iron Chef America TV shows were modeled after Iron Chef shows originating in what country?
Japan.
Yes. What does the second A in NASA stand for?
Aeronautics?
No.
Association?
No.
Pass.
What is the correct term for the inflammation of one's gums?
Gum disease.
No.
Gingivitis.
Yes. Nice. Gray, kit, and arctic are all types of what animal?
Fox.
Yes. Who played A.C. Slater in the sitcom Saved by the Bell?
Pass.
According to the Bible, on which day of creation did God make up the land and seas?
Third.
Yes.
Fifth.
What's the name of the galaxy?
Mario Lopez, by the way, for AC Slater.
Yes. Nice. What is the name of the galaxy closest in light years to the Milky Way?
Pass.
D-Day is associated with which war?
World War II.
Yes. What game do the MIT students play to win in the movie 21?
Poker.
No.
Blackjack.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct!
Not bad. I mean,
that was a decent way to play that game.
Eddie came back. He did what he had to do.
Yes, he did. He was better than okay.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is this man better than okay?
I don't know. He's going to have to get all of these questions. Pretty lickety-split there.
Came in with a little swagger.
I yeah, guess. Swagger, swagger, swagger.
That's right. Feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whack it.
Lickety-split.
Getting ready to whack it. You ready?
Oh, yes!
The Iron Chef America TV shows are modeled after Iron Chef shows originating in what country?
Britain.
No.
England.
No.
Hello.
Canada.
No. What does the second A in NASA stand for?
Aeronautics?
No.
S?
No.
That's it.
America?
No.
America.
What is the correct term for the inflammation of one's gums?
Oh, gingivitis.
Yes. Gray, kit, and arctic are all types of what animal?
Bear.
No.
Monkey.
No. Arctic monkey.
Yes. Penguin.
No. Who played A.C. Slater in the sitcom Saved
Mario
by the
Lopez.
Bell? Yes.
No.
According to the Bible, on which day of creation did God make the land and the seas?
Tuesday.
No.
The third day?
Yes.
Good job.
What is the name of the galaxy closest in light years to the Milky Way?
What?
What's the name of the galaxy closest in light years to the Milky Way?
The Uranus galaxy.
No.
Galaxy of... Extraordinary Gentleman.
No. That's amazing. 1, 2, 3. You lose. Woo! 7-3. And
damn.
You crushed it.
Good job, Eddie.
I got spanked.
Hi. You're a good man. Thank you for playing, buddy. And, of course, Steve, I want to thank you for this.
Yeah, late birthday present. Happy birthday, Keanu.
Steve the loser.
And the keyboard is the Toto.
Yeah, what was his name again?
Freddie.
Steve Porcaro. Pecora is a lovely, lovely appetizer at every Indian restaurant.
Ooh, really?
Steve Pecora. If that's his name.
No, Porcaro. Like,
oh, damn it.
Prosciutto?
Yeah.
Iron Chef America TV shows were modeled after the ones in Japan.
Come on, Steve.
Eddie got that one correct.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Nobody figured out the second A in NASA.
It's either and he may have said it. It's either association or agency.
He said association, which is wrong. Agency is wrong. It is administration.
Oh, administration.
Yes.
Oh, I would never have got that.
Some textures are saying though it is aeronautics.
It's the first A is. It's the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Come on, see. You know what? I was the same thing with that texture. I did not hear second A in my brain for some reason.
I heard the second A.
Yeah.
Gray, kit, and arctic are all types of foxes.
Eddie
got that one correct.
Yeah.
Nobody got the name of the galaxy that's closest in light years to the Milky Way. And I think the only person in this room would be BJ that would know this.
I believe it's Andromeda.
You would be correct.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know a single name to a single other galaxy.
Yeah.
You think you're going to remember this one?
I was thinking of Guardians of the Galaxy. I couldn't think of it.
You know, I know Hercules started a show. I remember the old Hercules guy started a show
Andromeda.
Called Andromeda, but I don't know if it was the name of his ship or if that was the galaxy they were hanging out in. It's been so long.
No idea. Didn't bother watching that show.
Yeah, it was okay. But I mean, it was all we had at the time. You have to take what they give you for sci-fi back then.
I feel you on that. Well, congrats on Eddie on beating Steve.
Yeah, man. I love it on a Whack It Wednesday.
Woo. Whack it.
That's what it's all about. Well, we get the daughter of a popular actor who's working with her dad on a new show. about how he embarrasses her. I'll tell you all about it at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Jamie Foxx. All right, so Project Power. Not everybody's loving that movie, so maybe he's got to do something else.
In all fairness, I never finished it, and I never will.
Well, there we go. Maybe you'll like his next offering, because he's going to be starring in a new sitcom called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me, which is based on his relationship with his real-life 26-year-old daughter, Corrine.
Is the first episode.
I'm not sure.
Corrine walking into dad's room being like, why'd you agree to do Project Power?
Yeah, that will be the first one.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're co-producing the show, Jamie and his daughter Corrine, but Corrine will not be acting. Instead, Kyla Drew will play his daughter. She's 16, so they're focusing on Jamie and Corrine's relationship as she was growing up, so that makes sense. Show's going to be on
Netflix.
Wouldn't
that be funny, though, if they were like, the daughter wanted to be in the show, and he's like, yeah, sorry, you're just not, you don't fit the role good enough to be my daughter.
Yeah, that would be funny. This is a little worrying, though, because it's on Netflix. And Project Power was on Netflix.
Yeah, but Money Heist is on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of good things
Tiger
on
King's
Netflix.
On Netflix.
I know, it's just...
The Forest Lava is on Netflix.
That's right, I forgot
Need
about
I
that.
Say more?
A little worried about Jamie Foxx on Netflix. I just don't... You know what I mean? If he's... Like, I guess he must have signed a deal with them. I don't remember that. Yeah, to be honest with you.
Did he get like an Adam Sandler kind of a deal?
I feel like it, since this is another thing he's doing for Netflix. I could be wrong, but... Great for him. I mean, listen, you pay you a boatload of money, do what you got to do.
Or was it like, hey, yeah, Jamie, we'll hook you up with this show that your daughter, because it's probably he wants to do something fun with his daughter. Maybe
sure.
Nowhere else was like, we want to give him that opportunity. And Netflix was like, we'll do that, but you got to be in this movie called Project Power. And he's like, fine.
All right.
We have no idea about it. Like, that could be like a negotiation thing.
Yeah, I'm talking about holding a guy hostage, and the movie's about hostage, I think.
And Project Power's not the worst movie ever. It's better than most Netflix movies.
Yeah, well, there's a resounding endorsement right there.
I just wanted more out of it.
Yeah, Netflix does not have a premiere date for Jamie Foxx's sitcom called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. But his daughter, Corrine, says, quote, Jamie, even though you embarrassed the hell out of me, I wouldn't have it any other way. Oh, she calls her dad Jamie. Oh, they run that kind of term.
Yeah, I mean, do your kids call you BJ?
They call me BJ at work, you know, trying to be professional.
Yeah, right. Of course, because we're very professional.
Well, totally professional.
I feel like, Sarah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes she does. Joe does all the time, though. But Sarah, yeah. You know, it depends on her mood. But I appreciate it, because, I mean, that way you forget they're my kids, which is really what I want.
Which you don't, though, because you're like, Sari!
You're right, I don't forget. You're right, I really don't forget that.
But the rest of us call you Dad, so, I mean, it's kind of weird that they don't.
It is weird, isn't it? It's like the whole reverse thing.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow some money?
Yeah, that's weird, too, to be honest with you.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So Jamie Foxx and his daughter are developing a sitcom called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. And based on this, well, you know what we want to know. When did your parent embarrass you? Or you're going to fess up and say you're the one that embarrassed your kid? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. When did your parent embarrass you? Or when have you embarrassed your kid? Your calls, your texts. After Radiohead on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Jamie Foxx and his daughter are developing a sitcom called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. Based on this, when did your parent embarrass you, or when have you embarrassed your kid? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Chris in Redmond. Chris, you are on the Rock.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Chris. What you got for us, buddy?
So my wife's grandmother's father told her if she was home late from a date again that he was going to answer the door in the buff. Well, she came home late again, and he delivered on that promise.
Oh, nice.
She was never late again after that.
It's one way to do it.
And was the date with her, or was it just her getting home late?
That was the date with her.
Okay, that's, to me, that's much better. I mean, that's a little weird if she just walks in on Grandpa naked. I mean, I feel like there's another way
this
to punish.
Back in the 70s when you can get away with that. Nowadays, you'd probably go to prison. But
yeah, you're probably right about that. Still, it's very effective. Very, very effective. Yeah, good old Grandpa. Boy, that had to be a sight.
One person says, my dad farted loudly in a group of women looking in the meat section at a grocery store. I don't know why, just that makes me laugh. He looked at me, told me he was disappointed and disgusted, and walked away, leaving me to take the blame.
Solid.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's what the Rev would do.
Hell yeah, I would.
Rev would appreciate that. Let's go to Zach in Bremerton. Zach, you are on the Rock.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Not too bad. What you got for us, buddy?
So when I was in eighth grade, I had my first girlfriend. It was the girl across the street. And we were walking home from the school bus one day, and my dad was driving out the dirt road that we lived on. And as he passed us, he rolled down the window and shouted out, hey, you know he's gay, right?
Yes. Thanks, Dad. Thanks for ruining my game. That's
actually
classic.
It's going to help my game. I got my first kiss that day, so thank you, Dad.
Oh, wow. So, you know, yeah. What? I wonder, you know, does that help if you somehow, some way, just embarrass the hell out of your kid in front of a new person that you're involved with?
Endear yourself to that person.
Whoa. All right, then. I'll have to keep that in mind.
I remember one time when I went over to a girl's house. It was probably like middle school. And the dad came out wearing no shirt and he was sharpening his knives. And like to try to like scare me, whatever. But like he was laughing about it. And we just kind of like had a good laugh about it. And then we ended up making out.
He's
got to
commit.
We ended up making out with the girl. I mean,
you were making out with the father after the knife?
Of course we did. Yeah.
While sharpening his knife?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. That's a
euphemism.
Didn't expect that story to go down that road, Danny.
With the daughter, thank you.
Okay.
It was like, it was just kind of one of those things. Like, I kind of feel like she felt bad for me. Of like, oh yeah, my dad was kind of being.
But if you're gonna do that, if you're the dad, wouldn't you want to commit to it? And like, because if I'm like trying to mess with you a little bit, and I'm gonna take off my shirt and sharpen some knives, I'm gonna be as serious as I can be, not let you in on the joke. Because it sounds like you almost let you in on the joke, like I'm just messing with you, ha ha ha.
Yeah. Like, you walk in there, and he's just kind of laughing and being like...
But was he joking?
That's true.
That's the thing. You know, it's that joke that maybe isn't a joke.
Oh, Dan didn't take him serious. He still played tonsil hockey with his daughter.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, time to get a bigger knife.
How about this person says, I brought my then-girlfriend, now-wife, over to my parents' house for the first time. My mom, at the dinner table, said, wow, I can't believe you're not Asian after all the porn he looks at. Thanks, Mom.
Whoa.
LOL.
Wow. All right, that is a great line, by the way. I have to say, that's an excellent line. You know, just if
that's a narrator.
That's a classic.
It doesn't even
line.
Have to be true. That's just hilarious.
Yeah, it's right. Just, you know, pick any sort of porn thing. I can't believe you're not a little person because of all the porn he's into.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's just an awesome, awesome, very clever line. And it probably is true. I mean, you know, she's probably somehow caught him at some point in his life going, okay, or found his history.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Easily. When you're younger, I would never have thought to clear the history.
Nope.
I'm just glad my mom doesn't even understand how to use anything that's digital or technology-wise.
Yeah, you're lucky, my friend.
Yes.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. When did your parents embarrass you, or when have you embarrassed your kid? Let's go to Kevin and Stanwood. Kevin, you are on the Rock.
So about 10 years ago, my daughter was doing competitive cheerleading, and they were doing a fundraiser car wash. So I got the fellas together, and I have an old Land Cruiser, and they have Jeeps. And we went and coated them top to bottom in mud and then showed up at the car wash.
Oh, that's awesome.
The best part is they had to get a stepladder to clean off the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
How pissed was your daughter at you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see her come out of her room for a few days after that.
Whoa. Wow, she was really not happy with you.
Yeah, because once it was clean, it was spray-painted camouflage.
Oh, that's so funny.
Spray painted.
But you know, you help get them business, so at the end of the day, you're helping them.
Yeah, you can tell.
That was my goal.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that your goal, really?
Yeah. As soon as everybody found out you were her, that you were her father, like, really? The work we've got to put into this? Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
Somebody says, my sister used to shave her eyebrows and then draw them on. A lot of people have done that in the past.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, the first time she brought a boyfriend home to meet the family, my dad licked his finger and wiped one of them off.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I love that, Dad.
Oh, man.
Get over here.
Wow. I think I've been a good father.
Son's in the room.
I feel like I've been a good father compared to some of these stories, is all I'm saying.
Joey D's
Let your
nuts.
Son be the judge of this.
All right,
he never wiped fake eyebrows off my face, so I appreciate that.
See,
have
that,
you tried
buddy?
Fake eyebrows yet,
yeah.
though? I haven't yet.
All right. Well, when you do, I won't wipe them off on you.
Man, we used to have a tradition when I was younger for my birthday to go to the greatest Italian restaurant in the world, the Olive Garden.
Okay. Of course.
Yeah. And every year they sing you that birthday song. And I hit that point around 13, 14-ish where I didn't want to be sung to anymore. So I told my whole family when we went, hey, man, don't do this. I'm going to lose my mind if you do this. I will be so pissed. Night's going great. The waiter hands the check. I'm like, wow, I can't believe they listened to me.
Because I bet in the back of your mind it was that slight anxiety that it's going to come.
Yeah, because, you know, even when you say stuff like that, they still like to surprise you.
Right.
So it's great. So I'm sitting there, he's filling out the check. He's like, hey, I'm going to run to the bathroom before we leave.
Oh, boy.
Well, I take a look around, and I see that all the waiters and all the waitresses, like a zombie movie, have disappeared. And all of a sudden, I hear clapping in the background, and here's
you know it's for you.
Yeah, and it's not even the waiter. He's got the tiramisu with the candle. He's bringing it to me.
Oh my gosh, so like you're like the ringleader?
Oh yeah.
You led the parade.
So he's bringing it down, and dude, I am like grumpy cat. My face is down. My sister's looking at me. She's laughing.
I bet she's loving it.
My mom has the biggest smile on her face. Like, it's your favorite dessert. And I'm like, I'm gonna murder someone in this place. This is the last year on earth.
I'd still eat the tiramisu, though.
Oh, I ate the crap out of it. But I had that like Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm music going on in my head. Like, this is the end of the episode where Joey is just miserable.
Yeah.
And on my 13th birthday.
I would say since Joey was 4, it became a troll tug of war.
Yeah.
We go back and forth finding a way to irritate each other. And so once Joey said, I don't want this done anymore. Okay, son, perfect. We won't do it anymore.
Yeah.
The minute you ask, then you know it's just
Well, again,
happen.
That was just us, because it was just, you know, for the longest time until we finally had to sit down and said, look, we're going to kill each other if we don't figure this out.
I remember that. I do remember that. I was like, oh, man, and I'm such a jerk. It's like, you know, let the kid just have his birthday in peace.
Dude, my dad is just a never-ending. I could write a book of all the things he's done. I mean, most recently, my favorite was like when they came to visit to meet baby Tatum. And they were waiting outside to come get into my car because they were staying at a hotel, and I'm getting everything all set up. And my dad just rips a fart loud as all hell and doesn't even act like he didn't do it. He just goes, contributing to the air pollution. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, there are people around, and he's zero F's given.
Oh, that's a great term.
The most embarrassing one, I think, forever.
Oh,
and my
pops.
Wife can attest to this. And I remember I showed you guys the pictures of it as I was live texting when it happened, and we were going to a New Jersey Devils game when we visited them in New Jersey. And the parking lot that we were in was a weird, like, valet kind of sort of parking situation, but they put cars in front of others, and there was a car in front of my dad's, and he broke into that car and started laying on the horn until the attendants would come and move the car. And I'm just like, my wife's like, broke into it. One of the doors was unlocked, but he still got in.
He sure did. That's still breaking and entering.
And at first he wanted me to do it. I'm like, Dad, yeah, I want nothing to do with this. I'm not involved in this. I'm not touching somebody else's car. We're going to wait for the car attendant to show up and do the job that they're here to do. And he's laying on the horn for easily 5 minutes. Just holding that horn, yelling.
Wow.
As everybody's leaving the Devil's game. And I mean, my wife could not like slope lower into the chair of the backseat of the car because she was so embarrassed by this whole thing. Texting me as I'm sitting in the front, just like nodding my head, like, I can't believe my dad's doing this.
Oh.
Like, why did we park in this lot? This was a terrible idea.
Oh, man, dude.
Why did we even come to the game with my father? He doesn't even like hockey.
Oh. Yeah.
And my mom's just smiling. Nothing fazes her.
No, well, she knows she lives with this. She's battle tested.
He almost ran her over.
Oh well,
that same weekend.
Didn't he blame her?
Yes, that was pretty embarrassing as well.
Yeah. Why did you get in the way of me when I was trying to, when I was driving over you?
Roseanne, my, buckle up already. Mom's not even in the car, and you put the car in reverse, and now she's hopping along, 70-something-year-old woman, trying to jump into a moving vehicle. And he's yelling at her because she hadn't buckled in yet.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, Dad, how about let her first sit in the seat before she has to buckle the seatbelt?
You know, your father is quite a guy.
He's the best. Never ending embarrassing moments.
Imagine this. Imagine flying in a plane and you're 3,000 miles in the air only to see someone flying next to you while wearing a jetpack. Yeah, this just happened. You're going to hear all about it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, in one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.